Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Tuesday, June 21. Coming up, IMF approves disbursement of $80 million to Jamaica, drone feasibility study to be submitted to cabinet, and Portland schools get new classrooms. The details after the break.
Since 2013, 347 persons have been interviewed by the police in relation to human trafficking cases, 61 investigations launched, 52 human trafficking raids conducted, 12 arrests made, 9 victims rescued, and 8 trafficking in persons cases brought before the courts. If you are a human trafficker, you will be caught and imprisoned for up to 20 years. Our security forces won't stop till human trafficking is eliminated from Jamaica.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons. Now the news. The International Monetary Fund, the IMF, continues to commend Jamaica's performance under the Extended Fund Facility Agreement. This as it recently approved another disbursement of $80 million following the combined 11th and 12th quarterly performance reviews. In a recent press release, Deputy Managing Director and Acting Chair of the IMF Executive Board, Mitsuhiro Furusawa, said Jamaica's economic reform program supported by the IMF's Extended Fund Facility has made major strides. These include restoring macroeconomic stability, pursuing fiscal consolidation, reducing public debt, and undertaking significant tax policy reforms. Mr. Furusawa also commended the new administration for its commitment to fiscal discipline and attempts to spur economic growth, noting that the recently implemented income tax reform represents a bold step in achieving these objectives. He says proper execution of the reform is critical to ensure revenue neutrality and safeguard the revenue base. The IMF adds that strengthening and better targeting conditional cash transfers will mitigate the impact of the reform on the low-income population. To date, Jamaica has received $748.2 million under the Extended Fund Facility Agreement with the IMF. A review of a feasibility study that examined the use of drones to protect Jamaica's borders is to be submitted to Cabinet in short order. This was announced by Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Carl Samuda at a post-Fisheries Industry Retreat press conference in St. James recently. Minister Samuda says the move will facilitate the protection of fishermen who get lost at sea.
This study will be taken to the Cabinet in a joint submission with the Ministries of National Security and Transportation, as the drones will not only benefit fisheries, but the country's national security as well.
Additionally, the government will be using diplomatic channels to engage Honduras and Nicaragua on matters affecting Jamaica under the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species of Wild Fauna and Flora. Cabinet has given approval for the rehabilitation of several roadways in western Jamaica. These include Roper Road in St. James, Belvedere Feeder Road in Westmoreland, and the Haddington to New Milns Road in Hanover.
The rehabilitation of Roper Road in St. James, the contract has been awarded to NF Barnes Construction and Equipment Company Limited. The Belvedere Feeder Road in Westmoreland has been awarded to BF Pavements and Consultants. And the third one is the rehabilitation of the Haddington New Milns Road in Hanover. This contract has been awarded to DR Foot Construction.
Information Minister Senator Ruel Reid speaking at a recent post-cabinet press briefing at the office of the Prime Minister. Each contract is valued at just over $40 million. In the meantime, the Planning Institute of Jamaica and the National Environment and Planning Agency will partner to help solve the issue of beach erosion along the Negril Stretch in Westmoreland and Hanover. And 4 new classrooms have been built at the Orange Bay Primary and Buff Bay High Schools in Portland. Each school received 2 classrooms valued at $11.5 million through funding support from the Government of Japan's Grant Assistance for Grassroots Humanity Security Project. Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid, in welcoming the project, committed to improving the development of schools in Region 2.
In terms of my budgeting for next year going forward, I am going to be working with the region to ensure that we continue to invest more in the region.
The education minister says he will be working to remove the multi-grade system that exists in some schools in the parish, which sees children from several grade levels being housed in one classroom. The addition at Buff Bay High School has increased the number of classrooms to 21. A storeroom was also built at the institution. The number of classrooms at Orange Bay Primary, which has a student population of 145 students, has increased to 5. And a new perimeter fence was also erected at the school. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.